So if you'll feast upon the milk of the word and the meat of the word and fill your spirit up, he says, I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. What will happen, the end result will be, is God's word will fill your spirit up and you'll become so spiritually strong that your spirit man will begin to dominate your flesh and you will no longer want to do that sin. Praying in tongues. Praying in tongues is also key. Fasting. If you're living in a deliberate sin and you know that it's going to send you to hell and you know you shouldn't be doing it, then I encourage you to fast, pray in tongues in particular, and meditate God's word. Just keep the word playing, and the end result will be through the praying in tongues and the conviction of the Holy Spirit, which he's been sent to do to convict us of sin and righteousness and judgment, convict the world of guilt, he said. Through the conviction of the Holy Spirit and through the conviction of the word of God, His word is a light that exposes darkness. It's a light to our feet, a lamp to our pathway, he said. Through the conviction of the word of God and the illumination process that begins to take place, it's going to expose that darkness and the light's going to turn on. You ever hear somebody say, they turned the light on and then I could just understand? It's like the light turned on. That's what's going to happen. All of a sudden, he's going to drop that revelation in your spirit and you're going to go, wait a minute, what am I doing? And you'll see it for what it is. And you'll want to repent. But you got to, after you do repent, you got to stay in the word. He said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. Now this doesn't only work for deliberate sins. I'm talking about, you know, the lust of the flesh. Smoking, drinking, chewing, sex outside of marriage, shacking up with your boyfriend before your marriage, stuff like that. That's the kind of stuff to send people to hell. We're not, that the fasting and praying and meditating in God's word will not only work on that, but it will also work on complacency. And what I mean by that is you go throughout your day, you don't care to witness to people. You don't care to open your mouth to people that you know that you should be talking to. You don't even care about the lost. You don't even, the lost isn't even on your mind. You're not concerned that people are dying and going to hell every single second like that fast. You know, there's a graph, you can look it up online, it shows you how fast people are being born. It's that fast. People are being born that fast. And at almost an equal rate, people are dying. And the majority, according to Jesus, he said that the majority are on the broad path that leads to destruction, which means a lot of those people are dropping in hell that fast. If you don't even care about that, and that doesn't even concern you, then you need to start to fast and pray, because that's an indifferent, complacent attitude. And God said, woe to the complacent. We should be concerned about it. Jesus died for them. It should always be in your mind that people are dying. We want to stop them. We want to stop them from going to hell. It should always be on your mind. That's what he said. Our word, first of all, it's supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks to be made for all men. For kings and for all that are in authority, that we live a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. This is good, acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, to have all men to come into a knowledge of the truth. All men to be saved and come into a knowledge of the truth. He wants everyone to be saved. And then he talks about there's only one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men, the testimony given at its proper time. In other words, Jesus was the one, a ransom. He paid the price for all men to be saved. He's saying, therefore, pray about it. Intercede. Because when you stand in the gap and you say, Father, I thank you, my coworker Joe is saved, and I worship and I praise you, and I thank you, labor is being sent to him, that stops that judgment from falling upon him, because God has found what he need. He says, I looked throughout the whole land to find someone to stand, to make up the hedge, to stand in the gap, and I found none in the Old Testament. And now he's got all these born-again believers who have authority and should know how to use it. He expects us to stand in the gap between hell and those who are trying hard by their sin to get there. And we do that through our prayers. So let's stand up. Let's press into God. And let's use our authority to say, Father, I thank you that this city is not going to hell. I thank you that Milwaukee County is saved. I thank you that my family is saved. You should call your family saved many times throughout your day. Father, I thank you that my family, I thank you that none will be lost. None of them are going to hell. All of them will be in heaven with me. Whether they precede me or follow me, they will be there and laborers are being sent to them. You can take letters without your name on it. Did you know you can mail letters without putting your name on it? You can take letters without your name on it, indiscreet letters, with a simple short salvation message that you type up with no information where it came from, and you can mail them out to your family. You can do that, and they can get born again that way. If they're not receiving the message from your mouth, and a lot of times it's better for someone else to talk to them than you, because there's a lot of strong emotions. There's a bond with family. Emotions are stronger. It may be better that they hear it from a friend of theirs or from a letter. Send them out. What does it cost you? 49 cents for the stamp. To get each. I mean, there's no cost. There's no price that you can put on the cost of a soul. He said, so rise up and take your stand to stand in the gap. Stand in your gap before me and make up the hedge, says the Lord. Use the authority that I've given you. For I've told you in my word that if you see a brother commit a sin that does not lead to death, you should pray and God will give them life. So stand in the gap. You have confidence in me to know that when you pray according to my will, you will have that which you've asked of me. So know that I am walking with you by my Spirit, and I will give you the right utterances to stand in the gap. As you speak those supernatural language of tongues, as you use your authority and the name of my Son, you will find that great changes will take place. Don't look at their faces. Don't look at their outward actions. But continue to press in and seek my face. Be consistent in your confession and watch me bring it to pass. For my word will not return void. My word will not fail. Is there anything too hard for me, declares the Lord? Is there anything that your Lord, your God, cannot accomplish? For I created the heavens and the earth and all things that are within. For I will send laborers in your family's pathway who will bring a message wherewith they will be saved. For I will send laborers after laborers, says the Lord. For I will produce through your worship and your authority being released an atmosphere conducive to salvation. An atmosphere, an angelic atmosphere of my presence around your family that will persuade them to act upon my word, that will persuade them to draw near to my word, says the Lord. So continue with your confession. You know, I just want to say this in addition to what these prophecies here. We need to, you cannot say, if someone asks you your family is saved, just say, I call them saved. Because the devil's going to bring people in your path to try to get you to nullify your confession, to try to destroy your confession. He will do that. You have to constantly be calling them saved. Constantly be calling them saved. If you just said it enough, if you constantly called them saved, the first thing coming to your mind, you'd say, no, they're saved. This is a trick of the devil. He's trying to trick me here. He's full of all kinds of deceit and trickery, the Bible says. He's always trying to pervert the right ways of the Lord. So we want to be consistent in our confession. If somebody says, just say, I'm believing for their salvation. Well, are they still living in the world? So you know what? I don't want to talk about it because I'm releasing my faith. Just tell them. If they keep pressing it in and say, it's none of my business, I'm not talking to you about this. And walk away. But they're my friend. No, they're not. Anybody who'd be used by the devil at that level is not your friend. You get away from that person. Stay away from people like that. They're trying to get you to curse your prayer. That's not your friend. And people are so insensitive to the Holy Spirit, and they're so insensitive to the things of God, you shouldn't be hanging around with them anyways. Stay away from people like that. They're divisive people. Amen? So press in with your whole hearts. Leave nothing reserved. Make every effort to press in through the narrow door. Make every effort to enter through me, for I am the word and I am the door, says the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. For there's many things that I long to speak to my children through my word. So continue to meditate my word day and night and listen to what I'm speaking to you through my word. For my word is living and active. It is alive. It is a rhema word spoken even in this hour, says the Lord. So receive that which is spoken and listen intently to that which I've said. For my word will not return void. My word is your daily bread. My word will encourage your heart and set the enemy to flight. My word will work in you as you meditate day and night. So continue to press in with every fiber of your heart. For I've given you the new birth. I've given you a fresh start. So press in, press in, press in, and let go of this world. Press in for the salvations of every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. Continue to press into my word. And you will find that as you act upon what you've heard, I will bring to pass the desires of your heart. And you will be blessed. And when I bless, it will not pass away. When I bless, it is eternal and it will last, says the Lord.